News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, there is some good news at last for the travelling public in terms of the Irish Airline Pilots Association and Aer Lingus' dispute over pay, because IALPA is set to recommend acceptance of a Labour Court recommendation aimed at resolving its pay dispute. Michael Doherty, Professor in Employment Law at Maynooth University, and Claire Dunn, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association, are both with us now this morning. Good morning to you both. Michael, I might come to you first of all. Is this it now? This is over, business, you know, as normal service resuming, all of that is what we're going to see sort of immediately. Is that the result of all of this?
Morning, Ciara. Building on your discussion there about trust, I would be just a little bit cautious, because it has been, you know, kind of fairly tumultuous dispute.
Yeah.
And clearly trust levels between the two parties here were not high. I think that's what, in fact, meant that the decision came so late last evening.
I was going to ask you, it did look, from the outside looking in, like the pilots were dragging their heels and being deliberately perhaps churlish or provocative in some way by not just saying, yep, we're done. We, because Aer Lingus was fairly quick out of the traps in terms of accepting this.
Yeah, to be fair, my reading of it was more that the union was really anxious to get all I's dotted and T's crossed with the company, because, coming back to that issue of trust, I think trust has really been broken, or it's at least severely affected in this dispute in the way it's played out. So that will be an element that will have to be kind of rebuilt.
Okay.
And I think the union was going back looking to say, well, look, does this mean what we think it means? And let's be very clear on this, you know, so we don't have to kind of rerun this again in a few
weeks.
And
that lack of trust, speaking of trust, but that lack of trust between the two parties, does that create problems down the line, in sort of that if any little disputes or you know, things occur in working practices now at Aer Lingus, that you think that there could be a simmering kind of set of embers there from all of this? I mean, the rhetoric was really quite antagonistic a lot of the time.
Yeah, no, look, for sure it doesn't help. I mean, the Labour Court kind of fairly unusually used pretty strong language last week. It said, look, we had the two, basically the court said we had the two parties in, and they both put in submissions that they knew would be unacceptable to the other side. So, I mean, that's not kind of good faith engagement. And that's the independent Labour Court saying that. There is the issue as well with other, you know, other groups in Aer Lingus, may look at, you know, how this dispute played out, not just in terms of the result, but also in terms of the attitude of the company towards the union and vice versa. And that may have a knock-on effect just in terms of the trust element there as well. So that's something that, you know, to use the phrase, certainly needs a reset.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us, Michael. You were a very regular contributor to News Talk Breakfast on all of this over the last number of weeks, and we do appreciate it. I'm going to bring in yourself, Claire Dunn, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Claire, what does this mean now? Because it was only yesterday that another tranche of flights were cancelled for people. Do we have any idea how soon, I suppose, normal flying conditions will resume? Is there a backlog of people out there who've missed holidays, lost flights, or are actually waiting to find their travel plans, whether or not they've been upended?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, it's a good day in the travel business, really. We're very optimistic at the moment. I know we've had, I think, over 570 flights cancelled.
Yeah.
But by and large, those people have been rebooked or rerouted. Some of them have chosen to take refunds in the meantime and then maybe book something else completely different or defer their plans to later in the year. But reports that I'm getting around the country from the ITA travel agents are that most customers have been rebooked in some way or looked after in some way. So I don't think there's a big backlog out there. We hope, I mean, the cancellations that came yesterday, there were much fewer of them than there had been on previous tranches. There were only 25. So we would imagine that they will stay cancelled, but we're hoping and expecting that there won't be further cancellations at the moment. We're delighted that the pilots have actually suspended, or IALPA has suspended the work to rule while this process is going on with their information meetings and then the ballot. So that means that flying can go back to normal, almost, hopefully almost immediately.
Here's the million-dollar question that the people really want me to ask you. We know that bookings on Aer Lingus were down significantly. I think they were down by about 40%. You know,
yeah,
future bookings, immediate bookings, because people were afraid to book with them.
Completely,
so that means there must be capacity there. Are we going to see a seat sale? Are people going to see value out there now that they might want to hop online and have a look and see about booking a holiday?
We hope so. We hope that it will, for the next few weeks, that there will be some good bargains out there. I would definitely recommend that people look at that and contact their ITA travel agents, because they will be absolutely up to date with the latest deals and the best bargains that are out there. I mean, for us, it means we can get back to doing the work that we love to do, which is helping people to realise their dreams. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas up to now, we've been, with the last couple of weeks, we've spent the time redoing work we'd already done and rebooking people.
Yeah.
And so hopefully, now, as you say, we wouldn't expect people to start booking Aer Lingus until we actually see a permanent end to this. But once it's permanently ended, and we do hope we will see
and
that
presumably
very soon.
Presumably, because those bookings are down, there is capacity there in that system. So I'm just thinking they like full planes. So they do indeed. There might be a bit of value. Fingers crossed, finally, a bit of good news for the travelling public.
Good news. It's a good day today.
Thank you very much for joining us, Claire. That's Claire Dunn there, the CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.